And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope your day is well. We do need to take a break from open line because joining us on the line from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, it's Becky Barnhart. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. Can't beat that. The fact that it's Friday Eve, so definitely makes me happy.
Yes. Well, I was just out this morning, kind of doing some chores around, and I thought, you know, this would be a perfect day to be out walking your dog.
Oh, absolutely.
All of you that have dogs that been sitting around on the couch all winter long, let's get out and get moving. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday was a great day as well to walk. I mean, today's basically going to be a carbon copy of yesterday. So, not too hot. It's going to be around 74 high. Definitely cannot beat that.
That's right. So, and the other thing I was thinking about that I kind of wanted to remind people about is because it is getting warmer and the animals probably are spending more time outside, they need to be making sure they've treated both their cats and dogs for flea and tick.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had some ticks, and, you know, the fleas are around all the time. And then heartworm medication is also, this is a good time, especially if you get a new puppy, because they haven't been on earth long enough to be exposed to the mosquitoes. But this is the time when, you know, if you do get a new pet, a new dog, make sure that it's tested for heartworms and get them on that medication, because that heartworm is a terrible thing, and it's treatable, but it's lengthy, and it can be expensive. So those are my little reminders for this morning.
Oh, absolutely. And as we start, you know, getting into the warmer months, watch out for those your dogs and cats that you're walking. Make sure they're not walking on that hot pavement, because that hurts their little paws.
It does, and people forget, even your deck, you know, if you have a deck around your house, that wood gets very warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say a good test is to take your hand, put your hand on it, and if your hand doesn't like what it feels, then neither's the little dog's paw.
Exactly, because basically that paw, that's their palm is what it is. So, if it hurts you, imagine how it feels to the poor pupper.
Yeah, so they're not prancing because they're trying to be cute, they're prancing because it hurts.
Yeah, they're like, get me onto some grass where it's not as hot. You know,
right. So, hey, and the good news is we have the Lone Ranger is no longer the Lone Ranger. He's got a couple of buddies in
I bet you they were interested when they looked at each other. Who's this guy? You know,
he's had the place all to himself. But we've had I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
We've had a couple of little kittens that came in, and they're only 6 weeks old.
So
not quite ready, but very close.
Just little babies.
Yes, and one is black, and one is tabby, and they are so young. Brad said he hadn't had a chance yet to check to see if they're male or female. But anyway, if anyone's interested, you could certainly go out and take a look and start talking about that adoption procedure. So the Lone Ranger is also still available. I'll go ahead and talk about him since I mentioned the two kittens. He was called the Lone Ranger because for some time he was the only cat at the shelter that was up for adoption. We do have two shelter cats, and one is Tom. He's kind of an elderly guy. He hangs out in the front, and then we have Mama, who showed up, and she was kind of a feral cat, but through, you know, persistence and kindness, she's now just a big old love, and she kind of stays in the garage area and kind of goes outside.
So, like you said, they're shelter cats. They basically, they're the shelter guys. They just hang there, are out and about, and just kind of hang out.
And they love being there. So,
yeah.
You know, and of course, we have Tucker, too, our shelter dog. But the Lone Ranger was our adoptable cat, and he's around 4 years old. He's male. He's yellow. And he would be okay to be an inside outdoor cat. He was caught in a live trap, so when he came in, he was a little crazy about the whole thing. And
he's like, "What's going on here?"
Sure. Yeah, what's going on with this? But after, you know, he's calmed down, and he's turned out to be quite the love. So he would make someone an excellent cat. He's full grown. He's very pretty. He's sweet, and he just wants to belong to somebody. So those are the cats and the kittens that we had available. Since I launched in, I'll just continue on. We honestly have a puppy that's available and a couple of small dogs. So things, as we've always said, it's always changing now at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
The one puppy that we have is named Tizzy, Tizzy's beautiful. Black, tan, and white. He's got brown tan on all four of his legs. We think that he is a border collie, maybe Aussie mix. He almost looks like those mountain dogs you see. You know, I can't think of the name of them, but they're big and they're beautiful. That's exactly what this dog. Oh, he's such a pretty thing. He's only 8 to 10 weeks old. He's available for adoption. So if someone is wanting a puppy, we've got him. He's ready to go, and he's beautiful. We also have two smaller dogs. We have Ronald. Ronald is our Chihuahua that I mentioned maybe a week or so ago. And he is now ready for adoption. And our little Chihuahuas go pretty fast, so I will go ahead and talk about Ronald. He is black and white in color. I believe he is on our Facebook page. I'm not sure. He was involved in an adoption. It didn't work out. He was found in another community, and we were able to locate him and get him back to the shelter. So he is available for adoption now. Don't know all the details. Doesn't matter. The important thing is let's get Ronald into a home and make him a happy fella. He is already neutered. He's 5 to 6 years old. He's only like a 5-pound little boy and very sweet. So Ronald needs another chance. And then the other small dog that's available now is called Butterscotch. And he kind of looks like a small German Shepherd is the best way to describe his coloration. He is a terrier mix. He's stranger shy is what Brad likes to describe, and meaning that at first he's a little standoffish, you know, not real sure, but then, boom, you know, once he understands you're there to be his friend, he's a good guy. So he has that. He is black and tan with a smooth coat. And we believe him to be 2 or 3 years old. So those are the small dogs and the puppy that's available for adoption at this time. And the big dogs, these names are going to sound familiar, but that's okay. They're with us. They're just waiting. And when the weather gets like this and school's about to get out, adoptions start occurring. And I didn't have any really wonderful adoptions to talk about today, but that happens. But we know that that's just something that changes almost daily. We have Boog. Boog is our lab husky mix, white with a brown nose, curly tail, small ears that stick straight up. He is full of energy. He's pretty. He's a very pretty boy, 3 years old. And Lindy and Bindi are sweet girls, still with us. Lindy is 60 to 65 pounds, 5 years old. Bindi is 4 years old, smaller in size, about 40 to 45. They were fence climbers and got into some trouble with chickens, and so they ended up with us. We know there's someone out there that's going to take them because they're beautiful. They're very nice girls. Just a bad situation. They are not food aggressive. I've talked about this so many times, but it is kind of a unique trait that you can put their bowls side by side, and they each just eat out of their own bowl, and there's no grabbing or, you know, bad manners. It's all good. It's all good. We have Splotch. And he is probably a Dalmatian mix and white. And the only thing that's kind of got spotty on him is his ears. Little ears stick out. And he's got the little black spots all over his ears. About a year and a half old. Doofus is beautiful. Black and white, an American bulldog mix. 3 to 4 years old. He loves his toys. He loves his treats. He's a tall boy. He's a strong boy. So he'd need a strong owner that could handle that size. And teach him some manners, so, you know, how to sit and walk nicely on the leash, that kind of thing. And he needs to be an only child. He doesn't play well with others, so Doofus needs to go home and be by himself. Gracie is a very sweet girl, about 12 months old, black with some white markings, practically melts when you rub her neck and her chin, and she's just a sweetheart, needs to find that forever home. Roscoe, 70 pounds, he's heartworm negative. He's a Rottweiler mix, black and brown in color, very lovable, and about 2 to 2.5 years old. We have a lot of people interested in Rottweilers, so maybe someone will hear this or go on Facebook and check them out. And the last one we have is Ruby, and Ruby has gotten through with all the hurt. She came in positive with heartworms, but we had someone sponsor her, and they've gone through the treatments, and she's good. She's good to go. She wants to trade in her kennel for a couch, and we think she's about 5 years old, terrier, you know, a mix, but she's been with us a long time. We're all very, very, very close to Ruby and just wanting her to find that good home now that's out there waiting on her. And that's the crew for today, and, you know, you keep up on our Facebook page, you're going to see new faces, new adoptions. It happens. If someone's thinking about, oh, let's, you know, maybe we need to go out for the weekend and visit them and take a little donation, we always love those medium-sized dog treats. The dogs, just we can give them, we do medium-sized, we can do them for any size animal in the shelter. The cats love their little treats also. Toys are something that we always appreciate because we do try to give them something to interact with and not just, you know, sit in the kennel with nothing to do. And if they get outside, we get the tennis balls and things going out there. They play the squeaky toys. So toys are always a big plus for us. We are there every afternoon from 2 to 4. We kind of get there at 1 o'clock, but that's kind of the feeding time. We try to get everybody fed and start the rotation for outside, so that way when people come in, you know, they've already been fed. But anyway, public hours probably best to say 2 to 4, except for Mondays. That's our deep cleaning day. And we are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. The telephone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page, go to CFA and check out some of the cool animals that are out there. And hopefully with things getting better, we're wanting to plan some maybe special events this spring and early summer before it gets too hot. And, you know, that's kind of in the works, too, that maybe we can kind of get off the shelter grounds and get into the community so they can see our pets, see our animals in a different light. So that's our goal anyway.
Absolutely. So now, good stuff there. Still some great animals out there. But I love how you say that. And I actually say this as well. You'd like to see the shelter completely empty because that means all those animals are going to a great home.
Right. Right. It doesn't hurt our feelings at all that when I say, well, I'm sorry that we don't have any kittens available at this time, because that means that, you know, we've adopted out mm-hmm. and everything's cool. And of course the purpose of the shelter is to bring in these animals that are, for some reason or another, can no longer be in a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stray away from home. That the thing I always amazes me is we'll get these gorgeous animals in. They look healthy. They, you know, they have their collar on. They look like they've really been cared for. And no one calls. No one, you know, kind of comes around and says, have you seen? And I'm not sure if they seem to forget we are there, or maybe they think there's a penalty, or, you know, there's no penalty. We are just happy as we can be when we do those reclaims. And Brad and his staff try so hard, very quickly, try to get these animals spaced out there on Facebook. So to tell people, hey, we have your pet. So don't ever, if, you know, to me, the first thing I would do if my pet showed up missing would be calling the local shelter and putting it on Facebook and getting, because we've got a great network of citizens in this community that if you are ever on Facebook, it's amazing how, boy, they'll pick those things and, you know, they pass them and pass them and pass them. And then pretty soon they'll come up, hey, you know, little Roger was found. He was at the neighbor's, you know, eating ice cream or something. You know, it's just kind of funny how that they don't always venture that far away from home. And then you also have the good people that think, well, maybe we better pick that dog up and bring him in the house. Well, then, you know, he can't get back home. So, anyway, point being, don't just remember the shelter's there, and we're there to help you get your animal and back as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. So be sure to head on out there. What I've been doing to obviously since you know, I've told you I can't have cats. I've been end up watching like a ton of cat videos. So especially the baby ones where they're just like meow meow. I'm just like, oh, you know, I just like fall in love with it all over again. So,
yeah.
But I also love watching the ones where the cat is just extremely talk meow. Meow, meow.
Yes.
And what I love is one, it'll come up to you and it starts meowing to the person with the camera, and then it turns around, starts walking away, and it keeps looking back like it's trying to lead the person. It's like, hey, I'm wanting you to look at something real quick. So it's always love that. And what the cat was doing was leading them to the door because they were basically saying, I want outside.
Yeah. You know, and I love it when people have their, there's one gentleman that's on Facebook that has this kitten showed up at his house, and
mm-hmm.
he has made this little kitten into kind of a celebrity around, and he posts some of the funniest things on that cat and the expressions, you know, and he'll put a caption. So there's a lot of humor, a lot of enjoyment just watching it. Like you say, if you can't have your own, if you just go on and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that there are some kittens. I've seen people posting we have kittens. So kitten season is here. It's not like, you know, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened to the shelter yet.
Right.
The sad thing is the paw prints that used to come in once, about four times a year, actually, to Coffeyville, and they would do that low-cost spay and neutering. Mm. Well, because of COVID, they haven't been able to do that or start it up again. And we're just keeping our fingers crossed that they'll try to get that rotation going again because, you know, we would have like 20, 25 cats being spayed or neutered in one day. And some of them were just neighborhood cats that were kind of feral, but they were able to trap them and get them fixed and then turn them loose again. But at least we weren't having all these litters. And such a great service. I just hope it comes back.
Absolutely. So, Becky, thank you so much for calling in today. We really do appreciate it. Telling us about all the great cats, and just a cat right now, and dogs out there at the shelter. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
That's right. Everybody get out and enjoy the weather.
Absolutely. Perfect walking weather today. So take your pooch out there. So,
okay.
All right. You have a great day.
All right.
All right. Okay. Again, that's Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We always appreciate her calling up every Thursday. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will restart open line taking your calls. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.